How about expressing some of his encouragement?
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others. Today, a practical tip for expressing God's glory through the blessing of encouragement.
We express the presence of God, the life and the love of Jesus, when we encourage people who may be at a point of discouragement. Maybe they've grown weary in well-doing. Would there be somebody in your life who could be encouraged? You remember when he spoke to that thief next to him on the cross and he says, "Today I'll be with you in paradise"? I believe that was encouraging, don't you?
Dr. David Ferguson, in the next 24 hours, express the glory of God through encouragement. And for more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
The Bible says we need to leave and cleave. Leave father and mother in order to cleave to our spouse to make the kind of marriage God intended. Good advice for a marriage, good advice for parents. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, daily, biblical, and very practical how-tos. How-tos for loving God and loving others. How to live out the greatest of all the commandments. Our series this week, Freedom to Be a Parent, hosted by Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Snead, the co-authors of Parenting with Intimacy. Freedom to Be a Parent. It involves sometimes leaving father and mother, leaving your childhood behind so you can help create the best childhood for the kids that you love. With more, here's Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, welcome to the Tuesday edition of Great Commandment Radio. And joining me today is Terry Snead, oldest daughter in the Ferguson household.
Hey, good morning, Dad.
And this lady knows a lot about parenting, I promise you. Awesome parent, great job. She's kind of our role model.
What not to do.
Here you go. And on this week's program, we're talking about freedom to be a parent. You know, the Bible talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And Terry, one of the things that parents need to pull this parenting journey off is liberty.
Oh, that's the truth.
I mean, we're talking about, sometimes we say, the freedom to just live in the present. Mm-hmm. You know, how much my heart is just present right now with my kids. In other words, I'm not irritated about what they said 5 minutes ago, and I'm not anxious and fearful about, you know, what's going to capture them out there in the world in the next 5 minutes.
That's right.
My heart is just free to be present with my child. It's easy to say, and it's really hard to do.
Yeah, that's what I've got to say is the biggest thing that's been an underestimation on my part as far as how much emotional attunement you have to have in order to kind of know what's needed at the moment. Because so much of what happens with kids is, you know, is not verbal. It's emotional, and it's not physical. It's emotional, and you kind of have to know what the tone, what the moment, what's the right thing at that second to do and say.
Yeah, that's right. How about you? Are you able to kind of live in the present? Your heart is not stuck in the past, irritated, frustrated, hurt, upset about something, or your heart's not anxious and fearful about the future? That's a part of what today's program is about. The blessings from leaving behind, if you will, some of our own childhood. Did you know one of the important things about the growing up journey is that our growing up should allow us to live more in the present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard someone talk about this, and I liked his illustration recently that he said, you know, our past is very much like a wave, and kind of like we're surfing out in the ocean. We're on the surfboard, and if we're not careful, that wave that's behind us, that's our past, is going to come and wash right over us and knock us off. And, you know, so it's something we've got to pay attention to in order to pull off this whole job of parenting.
Yeah. So there may be some things that we need to kind of leave behind from our own childhood. On today's program, The Blessings from Leaving My Own Childhood. We're glad you joined us for Great Commandment Radio. And to be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You can always click on there 24/7, listen to the radio programs. And you'll also find the resource for the week that we're focusing on entitled Parenting with Intimacy. How to live in the present and establish an intimate heritage with your children. You'll find resources there that'll help you actually in small groups and community church settings to pass this information along. And also on today's program, a free download. We've got a list of needs there that in our closing segment, Terry, we're going to encourage our listening audience to explore how well were those needs met as you were growing up. That's going to give you some awesome insights as to how you effectively or maybe ineffectively are parenting your own children. And so be sure to visit us at that website, greatcommandment.net. Download that free download as we explore on today's program, The Blessings from Leaving Our Own Childhood. You know, Terry, why don't you mention one of the blessings that relates to exploring this topic that particularly benefits our children?
Sure. I was just reflecting on, you know, you would call them blessings. I might call them payoffs. One of the payoffs for looking at my past and my own growing up as far as it relates to my kids is I'm going to be able to avoid one of two extremes. You know, when in our home growing up, when anybody was hurting or something sad or disappointing happened, you know, used to, the theme of our home was, and I think this was actually said a few times, the theme of our home was suck it up and go on. You know, and so there was not much comfort circulating in our home. And so, you know, as I began my parenting journey, then, you know, there was this tendency in me to sort of do the same. Well, you know, if there's anybody hurting or anybody sad in my family, then, you know, and with my kids, then, well, that's what I'm going to do. Suck it up and go on. Well, that's one extreme, you know, that I hope that our kids have been able to see a difference in. And then the other extreme that I want to avoid is not repeating the past, but then also not overcompensating for it. You know, I don't want to, if I've not received a lot of comfort in my past or it's been a suck it up and go on kind of environment in my family, then I don't want to overcompensate by saying, oh, no, at all costs, I don't ever want my kids to hurt. I'll do anything to protect them. Never, ever, ever want to put them in any situation that could allow them to ever hurt. And I'll just ooze and gush, you know, with any kind of always and nevers of how I don't want my kids to feel what I felt. Mm. It's an at all costs. And I want to avoid both of those extremes. And when I have this kind of freedom of looking at my past, I can avoid those extremes. And my kids can really receive the blessing for that.
Mm. And, you know, Terry, I think that's a good transition into another blessing from looking at some of these growing up issues that you and I have experienced. And that is, just as you have mentioned, there was a lot of kind of get over it kind of messages as, you know, as you were growing up, regrettably. And yet, as we've kind of explored that, and there's been some apologies on your mom and dad's part for that, and we've explored more even biblically, you know, what did it look like and sound like to do what the Bible calls express comfort,
right?
That one of the things that's freed us for is more of an enjoyment of our adult to adult relationship.
Right.
In other words, you know, even as we sit across the studio from one another, there's been the blessing of just now us as adults just enjoying a lot of fun times together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the blessing of, you know, having resolved a lot of those things are very different now. I'm getting to express both give and receive comfort in our adult relationships. And our family's very different now from a, you know, from a get over it environment to a, you know what, I know and I'm confident that if I'm hurting, everybody in my family will care.
Yeah. In fact, just to one example that I can still remember very importantly in my heart, you know, a number of years ago where Mom and I had gone off on a ministry trip And we were with a whole bunch of famous people, you know, these famous ministry people. And we came back from that trip, I think from New York City, and we walked in the house. And you called, to just say, "Hey, Dad, how was the trip? You know, how was it to be around those famous people?" You know, and you were actually calling to rejoice with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, now this is a reverse, you know. Dad's been kind of checking and calling of how's this going on in Terry's life, you know, and how's this happening in this relationship, or is how this happening with this school effort or project or whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, adult daughter Terry is checking on dad.
That's right.
And that was a neat blessing to me, just to encourage us together in this adult-to-adult journey. So that's one of the blessings of really gaining freedom from some of our own growing up so that we can enjoy those. Terry, before we go to our teaching segment, give us one more blessing, payoff, if you will, from really leaving behind some of our own childhood that also is very, very important in today's families.
Sure. One of the other blessings would be that, you know, I kind of get the freedom from having to live under the burden of being a perfect parent. Mm. You know, if I look in the past and I sort of truthfully acknowledge that I missed some stuff and that maybe my own growing up wasn't perfect, then, you know, that I don't have to face my own parenting journey with, okay, I can't mess up. I mean, there's so much pressure and so much uncertainty and responsibility and heaviness that comes with being a parent, that when you can at least release some of the burden of not having to be perfect at it, and that's especially kind of been in the news lately about, and in the media lately about, you know, that's for Christian moms, that's an extreme heavy pressure, that when you can release some of that, that's just one big weight that's off your shoulders. Mm. And your kids will receive the benefit of having a mom that's just a whole lot more fun and can give and can mess up and can laugh and then confess.
Yeah, there you go. Otherwise, that pressure to perform and be perfect produces an enormous amount of anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and fear I'm not going to do it. And then a lot of times, a lot of irritation, angry when I mess up, you
right.
know?
Right.
So for us to live in the present, to have our hearts available to really connect and attune and become intimate with our own children as we have the opportunity to see them growing in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, it's critical for you and I to gain additional freedom from our own growing up. That's a part of today's program. In our teaching segment, another opportunity to explore a part of what this means. Did you know that with the best of motives, people can care and love us? They can sometimes use methods that really stink, Terry. The methods can be terrible. And in our teaching segment, I'll be sharing just that kind of encounter with my own father as he and I journeyed down some of this path of leaving behind some of your own childhood in order to be a better parent. Thanks for joining us today. Teaching segment's next, back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries, together part of the team that created Parenting with Intimacy, a workbook and media kit working hand in hand to help you experience the freedom to be the kind of parent God intended. It's entitled Parenting with Intimacy, and you can order the entire workshop with DVDs or audio CDs by visiting our website. And every order goes to support what we believe is a critical ministry in your community, and that is the ministry of local Christian radio. Visit our website today. Every day, a free download to help you better experience Great Commandment living and loving. And this week, our resource, Parenting with Intimacy. Order it today at greatcommandment.net. There you can also find out about our Great Commandment network of churches. Churches in your own community standing by to help you, your marriage, your friendships, and your parenting skills. Great Commandment Network of Churches, our online community, additional resources, training, workshops, the daily free download, broadcast, and more, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. We'll sneak you into our Parenting with Intimacy workshop right after this on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Take it down the kids. I would be real harsh with them. He would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
There would be somebody in your life that maybe they've got a goal, a dream.
How-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the great commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Would there be somebody in your life, maybe somebody close, somebody in your own home, who could be blessed? Maybe someone in your fellowship, just a word of... I was listening to the radio the other day, and I was reminded of you. And I just wanted to let you know... I'm believing in you. I'm excited for your journey in what God has got before you.
Dr. David Ferguson, in the next 24 hours, bless someone with encouragement. And for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news. Thanks for joining us, and welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, Freedom to be a Parent. That's our topic this week, how to be free to be the parent God intended you to be. Sometimes it involves leaving childhood experiences behind. With a case in point, we now take you into our resource, Parenting with Intimacy, with Dr. David Ferguson. And at the end of this segment, I'll give you information on how you can order Parenting with Intimacy, the workbook and DVD or audio CD media kit, and support local Christian radio simultaneously. So get a pencil and paper ready. Sometimes the best of intentions may not have the best of results. With a case in point, here's Dr. David Ferguson.
You see, as we're growing up with the best of motives, parents can use methods that aren't the best. Isn't it true that the very same time we as parents can have great motives? I want the best for my child, I care about my child, and I love this child, and yet use methods that hurt them. I can still remember the very mature discussion my dad and I had as an adult when he looked at me one day and said, you know, son, that popping quarters on the sheet probably wasn't the best method. Probably wasn't the best method. But you know, his motive was exactly what I needed. His motive was to create a measure of diligence and dependability in his son. And yet what was happening was there was an important understanding that the very same time with the best of motives, we can end up experiencing some measure of hurt and pain. As we're going to explore in this session, leaving father and mother, it'll be important to realize that sometimes leaving father and mother, and we've all had to do this at times, means things like adjusting expectations. You know, it can be as simple as, you know, when are we going to have certain holidays? When are we going to open the Christmas presents? You know, when are we going to have the family dinner? Sometimes you may have to make adjustments. Leaving father and mother sometimes is making apologies. Sometimes leaving father and mother includes things like learning to forgive ways in which we might have been hurt. Part of leaving father and mother ends up meaning to explore ways in which I might have been hurt or disappointed or sad at times, and those need to be comforted. So we're going to explore some of those leave father and mother issues. And as we do, it's important for all of us to realize, you know what? One thing I would know about every one of us in this room is something like this. As you were growing up, you were an imperfect person. Does everybody agree with that? And you grew up in an imperfect world. And you grew up around other imperfect people. And therefore, inevitably, we all experience a measure of disappointment or sadness or hurt at times. The critical issue is, have we healed it? Have we resolved it? You see, healthy families are not those who never experience any pain. There's no such thing as a family that doesn't experience any pain. There's not such a family that doesn't experience hurt. That's not a healthy family. A healthy family is one who ends, as they experience inevitable disappointments and hurts and pain, heal them, resolve them.
That's Dr. David Ferguson from the resource Parenting with Intimacy. Order your own copy today, or for a parent you love, go to greatcommandment.net. And a reminder, every order goes to support local Christian radio, serving you, parents, single parents, singles in your community. Local Christian radio, it's good news you can use. So support the station in your community and support your own parenting skills by ordering Parenting with Intimacy. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. At least visit for today's free download and information on training opportunities, additional resources, and our Great Commandment network of churches. That's greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. How-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out the greatest of all the commandments. Time again for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, who today reminds us to turn aside from our busy schedules so we can exercise our privilege to love.
Turn a little aside and give God an opportunity to stir up inside of you the fresh sense of gratitude that you and I have the privilege to express His presence, beginning with those nearest you. How about today? Someone to accept, someone to encourage. Great Commandment love, the simplest of all commands. Thanks again for joining us today.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, and Terry, in this closing short segment, we just want to encourage our listening audience, first of all, to download the top 10 needs list off the internet, greatcommandment.net. You'll find it there. And then we've got 10 needs there, Terry, that we encourage each of us to simply ask this question. I'm looking at this need for affection, and I simply say, as I was growing up, did I have a father who entered into my life and took initiative to say, I love you, and hug me? Did Dad do that?
Yeah. And I have to be able to remember times when that happened. And if I can remember some, then I put a half circle on there and say yes. And if I can't remember specific times when that really happened, then I don't put a half circle because I have to say no. It has to be specific memories of when it happened.
Yeah. Because we like to say God's kind of wired us to remember those positive things.
That's right.
So if I experience a lot of that, there'll be memories. And then to do the same thing, did I have a mom who entered into my life, took initiative to meet that need? And that's the other half circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that particular need, I may end up with a half circle that mom or dad kind of gave me a lot of that one, but the other one didn't. Or I might have ended up in a blessing of kind of a whole circle. Both mom and dad did meet that need. And in some of these needs, we'll find that I have to honestly say with an ex, I don't think I received that from mom or dad.
That's right. And I first do that with my real mom and my real dad. You know, I first do that.
Yeah.
And then I have to kind of face the truth of how that went. And then if I want to go back and say, yeah, but, you know, stepmom, stepdad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, friend met this need in my life, then I make a note of that too. But I want to face the truth first of, did mom or dad meet these needs? Real mom, real dad.
Yeah. Because we like to say those other people, those grandparents. I had an awesome grandfather who met a lot of those needs. And some of us may have step parents. That's kind of the grace of God that he kind of entered into the lives of these people and was a part of helping restore some of those things. But let's look first at some of those things we might have missed. And then to have a time where we share that as a husband and wife, with a close friend, so that we really have the experience of being able to be vulnerable about that and hopefully receive a blessing of some comfort. You know, I'm really sorry you missed hearing Dad say you love you. I'm really sorry you missed sensing that Mom took initiative to enter into your life and kind of show you attention.
Mm-hmm.
We find that blessing is a very important part of this healing process.
That's right. And then doing this exercise is a part of what it means to leave the past behind and really get to a place of forgiveness and for freedom.
Yes, that's the goal, forgiveness, freedom, as all week long we pursue freedom to be a parent. On tomorrow's program, special program, Freedom Challenges of Blended Families and Single Parents. That's going to be a special one, Terry, because we know that that's a real critical, such of interesting dynamics out there, blended families, single parents. Tomorrow's program, Great Commitment Radio. Hope you'll be with us then.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Sneed, some of the co-creators of our resource, Parenting with Intimacy. Order your own copy or order it for a parent or soon-to-be parent that you know. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, and look for Parenting with Intimacy. At least pass on today's free download or find out about parenting workshops and churches in your own community. And, of course, every resource order goes to support a ministry in your community, the Ministry of Local Christian Radio. Good news you can use. GreatCommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net. Tomorrow we continue our series, Freedom to Be a Parent, and let you experience freedom in your blended family or as a single parent.
We're talking about elephants in the room.
We are. We're talking about blended families this morning, and with blended families, there's tons of elephants in the room.
Don't miss it, and tell a friend. Join us for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.